Good morning, especially to the family and friends of honor killing victim Ankit Saxena. They organized an iftar party for peace, understanding and harmony. It is 5th June 2018 and we start with a request and a disclaimer. The request on World Environment Day is stop using plastic. Period. Just stop it. And disclaimer is that we are scripted, but then we scripted ourselves so as not to embarrass the listeners or ourselves on any stage, whether Indian or international. And it turns out, contrary to popular belief, it isn't the Prime Minister alone that is overworked. A UBS study shows that Mumbaikars clock 3,315 hours a year, way higher than global average of 1,987 hours. And it's not just the prices of vegetables that have started soaring in Mumbai and Delhi, but also the voices, schemes and screens that are now giving flight to the 2019 general election. More on this in today's editorial. Well, let's start with some sweet news, not if you're diabetic, but if you are a sugarcane farmer. After preferring to fight and losing the key Kairana bipoles in Uttar Pradesh, having played it on divisionary plank, by evoking the name of Jinnah and letting go of an actual issue facing the sugarcane farmers, the BJP government, according to sources, have said that a package of around Rs 8,000 crore will be announced to reduce the stress in the sugar industry with an eye on clearing the dues of sugarcane farmers. The issue of cane farmers' dues is also hanging fire in Maharashtra, another BJP-ruled state. So the move to announce a package appears to be an attempt to arrest the situation before it spins out of control in an election year. Well, it seems like 2019 general election battle has begun. With the 2019 elections approaching, Goa's Archbishop Felipe Neri Ferraro has advised Catholics to play an active role in politics while warning that the Indian constitution is in danger and that a kind of monoculturalism has gripped the country. Ferraro's letter comes weeks after Delhi Archbishop Anil Kuto wrote in a letter that India is witnessing a turbulent political atmosphere and the community should begin a prayer campaign ahead of elections, stating that people across the country are being uprooted from their land and homes in the name of development. The Archbishop warned that human rights are being trampled, as in recent times we see a new trend emerging in our country which demands uniformity in what and how we eat, dress, live and even worship, a kind of monoculturalism. Well, no guesses there that the anti-national tag is his for the taking this week. Meanwhile, how will BJP tackle the onslaught of all these secular forces' propaganda against their communal politics? Well, straight out from Hitler's propaganda book, of course, through cinema. All eyes in the Saffron camp are now centered on three forthcoming films, The Accidental Prime Minister, Indira and Narendra Modi's biopic. While one has Anupam Kher playing Manmohan Singh, the other has BJP MP Paresh Rawal playing Narendra Modi. And apparently Paresh Rawal has done such a stellar acting that it will have everyone convinced that he had no role in the 2000 Gujarat riots, while the third has Vidya Balan playing Indira Gandhi. All these films and the web series are expected to be released right before the big battle of 2019. So rest assured that we will not have early elections because these movies and series are still not completed. Well, back to governance, especially in the recent northeast hills that turned saffron. Curfew in Shillong carries on today, as well as the army conducted a flag march and the Centre Rush 15, more companies of paramilitary troops as thousand-strong crowd continued pelting stones. But the big news is coming in from Nagaland, where the promise of Achhe Din was just about the corner as a historic accord was about to be signed. Well, now it seems that the working committee of the Naga National Political Groups has decided to suspend its ongoing talks with the centre on the Naga political issue following a raid by security personnel at its co-convener's residence on the 2nd of June. The NNPG Working Committee has decided to suspend all negotiations with the union government unless it comes clean on the actions of its agencies. The residence of the Working Committee's co-convener, Mr. Nagi, in Kohima district, was raided by the Assam Rifles on Saturday when he was not in the house. Well, if you've had enough of politics, let us take you to India's favorite time pass, selfie deaths. After having gotten bored of killing their own selves with selfie, there is a new trend in town of people getting close with birds and animals to click a selfie. In May, a man in Odisha's Nabarangpur district died when he tried to click a selfie with an injured bear. But this time, it was the national bird that died after being manhandled by villagers who wanted to click selfies with it. In West Bengal's Jalpaiguri district on Sunday, according to the police, the peacock entered the Barighoria Gram Panchayat area of Dhupguri block on Sunday and triggered a frenzy among locals, many of whom wanted to click selfies with it. The villagers wanted it to spread its feathers as some pulled its leg, some hold of its tail and others tugged at its crest. Well, that's from our India selection for the day, and let's move to international news where Donald Trump seemed to have taken inspiration from Deepak. And we don't mean Deepak Chopra, rather Mishra. When the US president celebrated his 500 days in office with a tweet, and we quote, "As has been stated by numerous legal scholars, I have the absolute right to pardon myself, but why would I do that when I have done nothing wrong?" But that was yesterday. Today, prosecutors working for special counsel Robert Mueller are accusing former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort of trying to tamper with witnesses in his ongoing criminal cases. Mueller's team says in a new court filing that Manafort and one of his associates repeatedly contacted two witnesses in an effort to influence their testimony. The contacts allegedly occurred while Manafort was under house arrest. And on to tennis, where Serena backed out from playing Sharapova and disappointed all of us who were eagerly waiting for that clash. But what we did get instead was number 2 Caroline Wozniacki falling in Paris, and the 10-time French Open champion Rafael Nadal racked up some special stats with another straight sets victory qualifying for the quarters as he won 900th time. And 83rd out of 85 matches at Roland Garros. Meanwhile, Del Potro swept into his first Roland Garros quarterfinal in 6 years, and Marin Cilic also made way to the quarters. That is all that we have for you for today. We will be back tomorrow with more from India and the world. Thank you for listening and stay away from plastic. Goodbye from TakePart.in.